This is Community Close Up, a public affairs presentation. I'm Steve Murphy. On our program today, we're joined by Danny McIntosh. Danny is the mayor of the town of Burnsville, and he's with us today, I guess, in another capacity, talking about some of the activities that are coming up on the square tomorrow. Danny's also part of the Fire Association, and he's with us to talk about something as a part of that, plus also March of Dimes. A lot of things going on the square coming up tomorrow. Tell us about it, Danny.
Thank you, Steve. We're glad to be here as the mayor and as part of the Fire Association and a volunteer with the March of Dimes. There's a lot of things going on tomorrow around the town square. It's going to begin with a parade that will be most visible on West Main Street at 10 o'clock. The public is invited out to all of these activities. Immediately after the parade, the March of Dimes Walk America will begin. And then we will have a car show organizing on the square at that time. And then a little later in the day, the firefighters competition will begin sometime before 11, just down below the courthouse. There's going to be mechanical bull riding and some kids rides and face painting, and all of those things are going on. And then at 2 o'clock, there's going to be a special recognition ceremony for Tammy Stephen, a paramedic that was actually shot in the line of duty, and she's now recuperating at home. She was working for Mission Hospital in Madison County at that time, and she is a resident of Yancey County and a member of the Yancey County Rescue Squad.
How's she doing?
Well, like I say, she is recuperating at home after two surgeries, an emergency return to the hospital after coming home. She's had some difficulties, but we're hoping for recovery, and she is at home now.
Let's talk about the fire competition. What kind of things will happen there?
We've not been made aware of yet exactly what the activities are going to be. Mike Penland is the chief of the Pensacola Fire Department, and he is organizing that along with some of his members. I don't know if it's a secret, I guess, but firefighters, though, must be aware. They need to be prepared for anything, as they always are, 24 hours a day.
I guess that's the way it would be in their line of work.
That's very true. Mm-hmm.
But you think they might ride the mechanical bulls?
I don't know if that will be a competition or not, but knowing volunteer firefighters, it's a good possibility.
This starts tomorrow morning at about 9 o'clock. Registration will be at 9 o'clock for the march, right?
Registration for the walk will begin at 9, and registration and the warm-up and the walk will begin immediately after the parade at 10.
Is there a time for the Fire Association and games?
It will just begin after the parade, so I'm going to say around 11 o'clock they'll be ready to go.
Lots of activities on our beautiful square in downtown Burnsville coming up tomorrow. We hope that you'll get out and support March of Dimes and support the Yancey County Fire Association and have a good time with the whole family on the square. Thank you very much. Our guest has been Danny McIntosh, the mayor of the town of Burnsville, also a firefighter, too. Thank you, Danny.
Thank you, Steve, for having me.
For Close Up, I'm Steve Murphy.